According to PowerOutage.us, more than 100,000 individuals were without electricity in the state on Sunday afternoon. According to Dan Quiggle, deputy fire chief of the COSUMS Fire Department, numerous people stranded in partially or entirely drowned automobiles have been rescued throughout Sacramento County. At around 10:30 on Sunday morning, one person was discovered deceased inside a submerged vehicle, according to Quiggle. Previously, a person who was thought to have been swept off a road was reported missing. There were other natural occurrences Sunday in Northern California in addition to the storm. The bridge was blocked due to a magnitude 5.4 earthquake that occurred around 200 miles northwest of Sacramento when workers were performing safety checks. Storm in California makes travel dangerous. On New Year's Eve, dozens of drivers had to be rescued along a snow-covered Interstate 80 near Lake Tahoe, and on Sunday morning, the road from the San Francisco Bay Area to the mountains reopened to passenger cars with chains. Roads are still impassable in several parts of the state because of water or snow. The California Department of Transportation stated on Sunday that water and snow closures still in place for numerous regions of the state. On Sunday, the COSUMS River flash flood warning was extended in Sacramento County, while Highway 99 remained closed. After Sacramento County officials declared a levee failure to be imminent and advised locals to evacuate higher ground on Sunday, the Sacramento Bee reported two levee breaches. A flood of air soaks San Francisco. An atmospheric river of moisture, a broad, lengthy plume of moisture drawn in from the Pacific, caused the storms. Landslips, flooding, and snow, intense storm hits California. In the upper Sierra Nevada, more than 4 feet of snow had accumulated, and on New Year's Eve in downtown San Francisco, 5.46 inches of rain fell, making it the second wettest day ever. As of midday on Sunday, less than 35,000 residents in the state's capital still lacked electricity compared to 150,000 the day before. Uncertainty of magnitude 5.4 close to Eureka. In the meantime, a magnitude 5.4 earthquake was felt Sunday morning about 10:35 miles from Eureka in a region still healing from a 6.4 earthquake on December 20 that left 2 people dead, at least 17 injured, and substantial structural damage to buildings in Humboldt County. State Route 211 near Fernbridge is currently closed, according to officials.